I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. At the mouth of two witnesses, or three witnesses, shall he that is worthy of death be put to death. But at the mouth of one witness he shall not be put to death. Lest the avenger of the blood pursue the slayer while his heart is hot, and overtake him, because the way is long, and slay him. Whereas he was not worthy of death, inasmuch as he hated him not in time past. And if a man have committed a sin worthy of death, and he be to be put to death, and thou hang him on a tree, but unto the damsel thou shalt do nothing, there is in the damsel no sin worthy of death. For as when a man riseth against his neighbor and slayeth him, even so is this matter. And it shall be, if the wicked man be worthy to be beaten, that the judge shall cause him to lie down and to be beaten before his face, according to his fault by a certain number. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord had shut up her womb. This thing is not good that thou hast done. As the Lord liveth, ye are worthy to die, because ye have not kept your master, the Lord's anointed. And now see where the king's spear is, and the cruse of water that was at his bolster. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. And Solomon said, If he will show himself a worthy man, there shall not an hair of him fall to the earth. But if wickedness shall be found in him, he shall die. And unto Abiathar the priest said the king, Get thee to Anathoth unto thine own fields, for thou art worthy of death. But I will not at this time put thee to death, because thou bearest the ark of the Lord God before David my father, and because thou hast been afflicted in all wherein my father was afflicted. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Then spake the priests and the prophets unto the princes, and to all the people, saying, This man is worthy to die, for he hath prophesied against this city, as ye have heard with your ears. Then said the princes and all the people unto the priests and to the prophets, This man is not worthy to die, for he hath spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, coats, neither shoes nor yet staves, for the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. And when ye come into an house, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. Then saith he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy, and preached, saying, There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. Bring forth therefore fruits worthy of repentance, and begin not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you, that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying, that he was worthy for whom he should do this, for he Then Jesus went with them. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the labor is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. But he that knew not, and did commit things worthy of stripes, shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required, and to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. And am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. But they which shall be accounted worthy to obtain that world and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. No, nor yet Herod, for I sent you to him, and lo, nothing worthy of death is done unto him. He it is who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And as John fulfilled his course, he said, Whom think ye that I am? I am not he, but behold, there cometh one after me, whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose. I perceive to be accused of questions of their law, but to have nothing laid to his charge worthy of death or of bonds. And when he was called forth, Tertullus began to accuse him, saying, Seeing that by thee we enjoy great quietness, and that very worthy deeds are done unto this nation by thy providence, For if I be an offender, or have committed anything worthy of death, I refuse not to die. But if there be none of these things whereof these accuse me, no man may deliver me unto them. I appeal unto Caesar. But when I found that he had committed nothing worthy of death, and that he himself hath appealed to Augustus, I have determined to send him. And when they were gone aside, they talked between themselves, saying, This man doeth nothing worthy of death or of bonds. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest. Ephesians chapter 4. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, that ye would walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the Scripture saith, Thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. Let as many servants as are under the yoke count to their own masters worthy of all honor, that the name of God and his doctrine be not blasphemed. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. Of how much sore punishment, suppose ye, shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden under foot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts, and in mountains, and in dens and caves of the earth. Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by the which ye are called? Thou hast a few names even in Sardis which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book, and to open the seals thereof, For thou wast slain, and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Loud voice. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. For they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy.